making cornbread where people made it in the fireplace, maybe covered it with ashes or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And this thing we was talking about yesterday.
Did you ever think of that? Or did you?
Dutch oven.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's Dutch oven. Have you ever heard of, what does corn dodger mean to you? Anything?
Well, yeah, it's really just a, I think mostly cornmeal and water and salt, you know, and it's just, you know, sometimes they fry it.
Is it flat?
Skillet,
round just, kind of?
Yeah.
What about hoe cake? Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Now, what is that?
I think that's about the same thing as a corn dodger.
As a corn dodger. Mm-hmm. Well, have you ever heard of anything that's kind of like cornbread, but it's pretty soft? You could kind of spoon it out of the container that was in? Hadn't heard of anything like spoon bread.
Mm-mm.
What about, can you put egg in any kind of bread?
Oh, yeah, we put egg in the cornbread, Makes it nice.
Have you ever heard of any kind of bread called egg bread?
Mm-mm.
Hadn't heard of that.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, and with date bread, we have date bread, too. We make date bread.
Mm-hmm. What about these things, though? People like to have them for breakfast, especially. You make up the batter and pour them out, you know.
Pancakes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard that called anything else around here?
Yeah, well, I always just call them pancakes, but it's got a different name that they call it. What is it? My next door neighbor been gone to Michigan, and she just got back here today and brought me a little jug of pure maple syrup.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Cost $2.49 for a little bitty jug about like this.
Mm-hmm.
So hotcakes.
Hotcakes,
yeah. Pancakes. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have some for breakfast in the morning and use that syrup.
While you're talking about syrup, is there anything like syrup, except maybe just a little different from it?
Yeah, sorghum.
Sorghum.
Oh, they make the best sorghum around here. Ooh.
Right.
I used to drive down to Ozark, which is, well, you went through Ozark. And there was a mill on this side of the road before we get to Ozark. That old man run that mill for years, and big pieces in the Little Rock paper come out about him. And that was the best sorghum. I'd be down there, just be coming out of that thing hot, you know, put in that gallon bucket. And when my daughter was living up in Maine, I sent her one, and I had to have a wooden crate made. The fireman made me a wooden crate for this gallon bucket to fit in there, and it had to be then sealed around with this sealing wax, you know. And the time I got through with that thing, it cost me about nearly $10 to send her a gallon of sorghum up there, but she wanted it, and her brother went over there and got her a big ham, smoked ham, and sent that to her.
Well, what would you say the difference is between syrup and sorghum? I guess you call sorghum molasses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you distinguish between them?
Well, yes, I think that the syrup is, I think it has some artificial stuff in it too, you know, made out of corn and some of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, Cairo, I think.
I see.
And sorghum is made out of cane, sugar cane.
Is one any thicker than the other?
Well, sometimes, but sometimes the sorghum will vary, you know, sometimes it's real thick and sometimes it's thinner.
If you were blindfolded and somebody let you taste them, would you be able to tell the difference?
Yeah, I sure would. Mm-hmm.
What is the difference in taste?
Well, I don't know.
Sweeter or?
Yeah, I would imagine that the sorghum, yeah, it would be sweeter, I guess would be one way you could say.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. What about these things that some people make them at home, make up the batter and fry them in deep fat, have a hole right in the middle?
Mm-hmm. Donuts.
Have you ever heard of taking just a lump of that donut batter and frying it like that without the hole?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what that would be called?
Mm-mm.
I've always wondered about that donut without the hole.
Yeah. Well, we buy the holes, too. When we go on these trips, we stop at the bakery down there, you know, and we'll buy the holes, and she takes thermoses of